Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is kind of an old question, but I know it comes up once in a while. Is it worth buying Iraqi dinars?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. The other one that I hear a lot of is the Vietnamese dong. I don't know if you've heard about that
one.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so the idea is that there's going to be some sort of shock to the markets. Basically, the theories sort of differ, and what will happen is the Iraqi dinar or the Vietnamese dong is going to skyrocket up in value, so you should go ahead and grab them while you can, right? So that's the idea. I stay away. To me, that's more of a fundamental analysis sort of thing, and I understand the thinking behind this, but there's also a lot of like just rumors and stuff. You know, I know a guy who bought a bunch of stock, and we all know probably people who bought stock on a rumor that the stock was, you know, the penny stock was going to triple or 10 times or 20 times, and you know, that didn't work out well for him. So, you know, these sorts of things, his stock went from like 11 cents to one. So that's not, you know what I mean? So these things are kind of like that. And so to me, I don't know, you know, if you have an extra some money, then you want to throw it into Iraqi dinars and hope that something happens, I guess, you know, go for it. But to me, it makes more sense to trade a system that you've verified, that you know works, that you've, you know, back tested, you have confidence in, because you know that's like a known quantity, whereas trying to anticipate shocks to the market or changes and, you know, those sorts of things are really difficult to do, even under the best of circumstances. So I would say it's not worth it, but I guess every trader would have to decide for himself.
Yeah. Well, at least when I first heard about them, the theory was that they were going to get new Iraqi dinars, and then one dinar is going to be worth $1, and you know, it's going to go to parity, and if you bought a million, then you'd be a millionaire or whatever. But I agree with that. I think it's just too much of a risk, and I think the only people really making money with that are the brokers and the banks who are doing the transaction.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, usually these rumors are circulating around currencies like the dinar, where there's not really a lot of demand for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's the same thing that happens in the penny stocks. If anyone here listening has traded in penny stocks, you know what the game is people will talk up these penny stocks, and then they'll get enough people buying it that the price goes up, and they dump it. So they'll chat it up, talk about it, and then they'll actually dump it. So they're doing the opposite that they're telling people to do, because they know that's the best way to make money. So to me, it's not worth it. To me, like, the known quantity of trading a system that you know is going to work for you is probably a much better idea. But I guess everyone has to decide for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for the word of warning, though.
Great. We'll see you next time.
Okay, see ya.